For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. There's $124 million available to communities in California that have been hard hit by recent disasters. It's federal money that will be distributed by local jurisdictions through HCD, or the California Department of Housing and Community Development. They're using a formula that's intended to help rehouse the most vulnerable disaster survivors. Here's Maziar Movasagi of HCD breaking down some of that formula near the beginning of the meeting. He also gave a really cogent definition of how HUD calculates the low-moderate-income households that will receive the bulk of the funds. Near the end of the meeting, he confessed his fondness for spreadsheets and graphs, which came as no surprise.
When HUD allocated this money to California, they identified areas that were most impacted and distressed. That's the area where 80% of this $124 million must be spent. Those most impacted and distressed areas are the counties of Sonoma and Ventura, and five specific zip codes, one of which is in Mendocino. 70% of these funds must be spent in a way that benefit low, moderate income individuals. So the question comes up, how do you calculate, or how do you identify low, moderate individuals and households? That's calculated through a methodology by HUD where they take a geographic area, identify a median income, the 50% point of that income, and then 80% of that 50% becomes low, moderate. So anyone below that number is a low, moderate individual. So as an example, in Mendocino County, for a family of four, if they're making an annual income of $48,500, they're considered low moderate income. So anything at that and below is the target population for these dollars.
That one zip code is Redwood Valley. Potter Valley and Willits are not included, but 20% of the money can be spent elsewhere in the county, as Susan Naramore, also with HCD, explained.
So these are the allocations, the proposed allocations for the multifamily funding. And again, this is based proportionally on the percentage of rental damage, renters and damage that we've got documentation for in each jurisdiction that's eligible for the funding. So for Mendocino, you can see total funding here, $6.5 million and change is what they're available for up to for the multifamily. There is funding to the most impacted distressed is 6.2. So the difference between those can be spent in the 20% area of the county rather than just in Redwood Valley.
You did hear the words proposed allocations. The point of the meeting was to present a draft action plan for how to spend the $124 million in the next 6 years. The public comment period for the draft ends at midnight on December 12th. HCD must submit it to HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, a few days after that. They hope to have it approved on the 1st of February, so money can start flowing by summer. We've posted links to English and Spanish versions of that plan in the web version of this story. Still, Movasagi and Naramore were frank about the document being a work in progress. Negotiations about the amount of money and certain requirements are still taking place. One thing is pretty clear. $124 million is nowhere near enough.
When we use this CAL FIRE data and the SBA data, we're at $1.7 billion in housing unmet recovery need. And the same with infrastructure. The total unmet recovery need with these numbers is $2.5 billion. HUD can only, when they allocate the original amount, they can only use what data is available. So it's a start, and HUD knows it's a start. We are talking to HUD about alternative methods of calculating unmet recovery need, and this is a conversation for trying to push for future allocations as well.
Naramore added that this money, which is from the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG program, can't make a community whole. It's intended to be used as gap financing to supplement other sources of assistance. During the question and answer period, a woman from Lake County talked about making alliances between the county and two cities to leverage CDBG money to entice other funders to help out with a building project. Infrastructure is also on the list, but it's a lower priority than housing. However,
under the owner-occupied rehab program, laterals are eligible. So this funding can pay to hook you to the new system in Redwood Valley.
Some things about the program are definite. This particular grant cannot be used to hire more building inspectors or to build granny units. But there are still a lot of unanswered questions. It's not clear if the grants can be used on tribal lands, which often include a patchwork of individual and tribal trusts and tribally controlled rentals. The complete eligibility requirements will be released prior to the launch of the program. Applicants will have a case manager to guide them through what is likely to be a very data-rich environment. And there's often some lingering confusion about who in Mendocino County is considered low to moderate income. Remember, in this area, a family of four making $48,500 a year or less is in that category, according to the formula we heard at the top. Since the grant funds are intended to help the most vulnerable, HCD wants to make sure the applicants have filled out a really important survey. It could supply the last few data points.
So I think that what the survey will wind up really pushing forward is the reality that those are not low mod numbers. Those are calculations. The rules are what they are. That the survey will help us see where we fit within those rules. And then as we need to ask for adjustments or do something different, we need the data to back us up. So when the survey comes out, please, please, please fill it out. Have your friends fill it out. Make sure that it gets spread far and wide.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.